not so much that she joined the expedition by choice, but rather her husband joined the expedition as an interpreter. The striking thing is not only did she encounter her brother, but Sacagawea proved to be a far more reliable interpreter than her husband did.
Right. How did you pronounce her name?
Well, I pronounce it Sacagawea. This is something that people argue about. The reason many people pronounce it Sacagawea is that William Clark, in his manuscript journals, wrote her name in several different ways. And when it was published, the editor had to choose a spelling. And this was an editor based in Philadelphia. He'd never dealt with Indians. And he chose the spelling with the J. And that's why many people use it to this day. But during your own lifetime, it was probably pronounced either Sacagawea, Sacagawea, something like that.